Hello. Welcome to Q&A on Living Clay with Perry A. And Happy New Year to everyone. I hope all of you have clay considered in your goals for the year for health and wellness. And I'm looking forward to talking with you today about living clay and different uses of it. Our last session, we had a couple of questions that came in late, and I'm going to address those first. And then today we're going to talk about poultices, what they are and how to do them and how to use them. A question from Sherry Forrest. In fact, Sherry had two questions. Will clay take away vitamins from food we drink if we drink it with food? No, it will not. Clay itself is vitamins and trace minerals. That's all. It just has this electromagnetic negative ionic charge along with it. But that's all it is vitamins and trace minerals. So it won't hurt the food you eat, or if you drink it, mix it in a smoothie with food and things. She said, I'm using clay for 2 weeks, three times a day, one teaspoon or tablespoon per time in a cup of full of water. Have had gas, some acid reflux. What can I do differently? First of all, Sherry, I'd like to encourage you to pre-mix your liquid. Make up like 16 ounces at a time. Get a bottle that holds 16 ounces. Put half your water in and put four rounded tablespoons, generous tablespoons of the clay. You may need to get a funnel and kind of tap it on the side to get it in there. Put the lid on and shake it real, real good. You want to shake it until all the lumps are gone. Open it up. Add the rest of your water to where you have the full 16 ounces. Put the lid on and shake it again. And you can let it stand for 5 minutes or so, and it should be ready to drink. Now, you have just made 8 2-ounce servings of clay in that bottle, or 16 1-ounce servings. I recommend you take 2 ounces twice a day or three times a day for about 14 days. This will get you cleansed. It cleanses that lower colon, help get rid of parasites. Often parasites contribute to gas as well. And it will have time to balance your stomach acidity and get rid of that acid reflux. Generally, taking it like this, it's already activated. It's fully ready to go. Putting in a glass and stirring it, it doesn't all get in emulsion. You want it all in emulsion. You want a clear mix of clay and water. And it should be about the consistency of chocolate milk. And just pour yourself about 2 ounces, which is a fourth of a cup, and just chug-lug it, and you want to drink water afterwards. And then you want to drink water amply during the day, because you're going to be flushing out toxins, and you need to carry that stuff out of the body. So drinking at least a minimum of 8 ounces, eight ounce glasses of water during the day, and more if possible. We really don't drink enough water. So I've taken care of those two questions, and now we're going to talk about poultices. What is a poultice? How do you use it, and how do you make it? A poultice is just an application of the clay mud directly over an area. Say a body organ, your liver. If you're doing a liver cleanse and you think your liver is kind of clogged up and not working well, you can do a poultice over your liver. One of the best kept secrets I've found for keeping a poultice in place is Glad Press and Seal. And you get it at the grocery store. It's on the shelf with the saran wrap and the foil and the wax paper. It's made by Glad. It's called Press and Seal. One side is tacky, so when you tear off a sheet, you can cut a square the side that you need and put the clay on the tacky side. And for a poultice, you want to pack it on pretty thick, but leave yourself about an inch of border of dry press and seal so that when you put it on, you can press the press and seal to your skin and it's not as abrasive as a Band-Aid, and yet it will hold the clay in place. Generally, on body organs, you want to leave the clay in place for at least an hour. If you're doing it on liver or kidney and it starts to get hot, I mean the clay really warms up and gets hot, then take it off and put a fresh one on. It's pulling inflammation and it may be bringing heat to the surface, so put a new cold poultice on. This rarely happens, but just in case it does, that's what you need to do. Poultices are a thicker, straight application of clay, and generally the clay that we sell, the cleansing clay mask, the 1-to-3 ratio of clay to water, is a little bit soft for a poultice. You may want to make it a 1-to-2 ratio of water, and it'll be thicker and easier to keep in place. Poultices can be used on cysts. We've had people use them on tumors on their cats that have pulled and reduced or dissolved the tumors. Any kind of cyst you have, broken bones, you want to cover the whole area. I recently have helped people, or the clay has helped them heal broken bones in about 4 weeks, which cuts the healing time in half by keeping, they fortunately had a splint on so they could keep the clay, a poultice, all the way around their wrist, wrap it in a saran wrap, and put their splint on over. It reduced the swelling in one case, and it, in both cases, the bone had mended firmly enough they could go back to doing everything they had been before in 4 weeks' time. Now, a poultice can be put on your sinuses if you're having a sinus headache, or if you have a migraine headache, make a poultice, put it on your forehead and your temple or the area where your headache is settled. And you may not need to put the saran wrap over it, I mean the press and seal, because you're going to get it stuck in your hair. So in that take a wash rag and wet it and lay it over the poultice. The point being is you want to keep it moist. You want to keep the moist clay activated. Often we have diabetics that have ulcers and lesions on their legs that won't heal. You want to put a poultice over that, and particularly with elderly people, their skin is quite thin and tender. You don't want it to dry out, so put the poultice on and put the press and seal over it, or saran wrap, or even a wet wash rag over it, something to hold it in place and keep it moist. Now, I use a poultice on my eyes when I get allergies and they itch and I just want to take my eyeball out and scratch it, and the corner of my eye just gets so inflamed and itches so bad. I merely close my eyes and put a thick application of clay on. In this case, I like to use the cleansing clay mask ratio of 1-to-3. Over the eye. It doesn't need to be that thick. It's not going to fall off. It will stay in the eye cavity. You may need to lay down a while. If you want to put a wet wash rag over it to keep it from drying around the edges. But leave it on 15, 20, 30 minutes. It's going to be very soothing. It'll stop the itching, the burning. I had a lady recently who had been suffering with dry eyes, and she started doing a poultice daily over her eyes and said that the moisture came back. And so she got over her dry eye case, and she was amazed. She just couldn't figure out how that happened. And oftentimes when you get dry eyes, the little tear duct is sort of stopped up and impaired, and so it's not fully functioning. And the clay, as it draws, will draw whatever in there out and keep it flowing again. Open up that circulation area. So, let's see, other places you can put a poultice. Toenail fungus, you want to put a thick application over that, wrap it up, put it on your toe, leave it on 30 minutes or so. Sometimes I put it on and I just sit outside in the sun and let it dry for 15 or 20 minutes and wash it off. Generally, when we first start using it on toenail fungus, you will feel a pulsation, a sucking. It's not a throbbing, but it's a gentle sucking as it's pulling that fungus out from under the toenail bed. Now, you want to keep using it after that sensation is gone. It may have got most of it, but it's wedged up under there, and there can always be some little bit that it didn't get, and if you don't keep using it, it'll flare back up. Now, with a toenail fungus, you need to give yourself time to know that it's worked. When I first started using it on a toenail fungus, I used it for about a week, and then I thought, well, I can't see any difference. Well, I couldn't see it because the toenail bed hadn't grown out. And as my toenail beds start growing out, the white chalky area of my nail was getting smaller and new nail bed and very pink underneath thin nail was coming in its place. So you have to give time for your toenail to grow to see the difference. So don't give up on it. Trust the clay. Clay poultice is a like I said, can be used over a sinus. Sometimes you want to put a warm wash rag on top of it. Sometimes a cold one. Just kind of go let your body be your guide. Let your body tell you what it needs. A kidney poultice is sometimes good if you're having problems or you think your kidney needs a little help in detoxing. On your lungs, now I did hear of a case a long time ago, I read this in a book somewhere, that they were treating tuberculosis with clay, and they would heat the clay very warm and put it on their chest and then cover it with some form of cloth or something to hold the heat in it and leave it on there, and that it kind of helped clear the bronchial tubes and evidently it helped clear up the pneumonia. Now this was from an old book, and I don't know of anybody who's tried it, but it made logical sense to me that it could definitely help bring circulation. And one of the things when we have a deep chest colon congestion or asthma is the tubes narrow down and we're not getting enough oxygen. So if it would kind of stimulate and open those tubes and bring oxygen to the area, that would be a very beneficial thing. Now, I have heard also that if you have a broken bone and you have a cast on, you can take a Ziploc bag full of clay or a paper bag full of clay and just seal the edges where it won't come out and lay it right on top of the cast over the break. And that it will, if you do it long enough every day, it speeds up the healing process as well. There's just lots of things you can do with poultices. On a toothache, you want to put a poultice on the outside of your jaw, on an earache, under your ear and jaw. Put it on thick, put something over it to hold it in place and leave it on there. We've had people with abscessed teeth that it has pulled the infection out and taken the swelling down immediately. And, of course, I like to pack clay inside in an area like that, inside the mouth, around the tooth, the dry powder clay. The saliva will stick it to the tooth, and you want to, if you have an abscessed tooth or a toothache, put it all around the clay. You may need to get a little plastic teaspoon and just kind of dump it all around the teeth and work your tongue to get it around there. And generally, you can feel that same sucking sensation as it's pulling the infection out. Insect bites, it works the same way. If you get a brown recluse bite, say, or a bite that has caused a really big red area and it's greatly inflamed, I'll put a clay poultice on over that and leave it there, and you will feel it pulling the venom out, and it will speed the healing time up and cut down with a brown recluse the loss of the skin tissue, and it will heal at least half the time, if not sooner than that. So a poultice is generally a thick amount of the mud clay applied and used in a specific area held in place for a period of time. The time can vary. Like a broken bone, you may want to leave it on day and night. So just try it and see and experience what happens. Let's see, we have a question here from Ginger. She said, the clay plaster is a great idea. Would one purchase the clay for plaster if one wanted to color, if one had colored plaster like pink? Where would that come from since that wasn't toxic? Could beet powder be used as a natural tint, or is that silky? That's a great idea. You know, I would love to get hold of a company that makes plaster casts and can talk to them about making some cast with the clay in it and testing it. I think it would work quite well. And I think you can do that. And if you don't want to use the food coloring, a beet juice sounds good to me, or a beet powder. Even if you used greens and put in it, if you wanted a green color, some of your green powder drinks that we take, it would be healthy and it would lend the green color to it. So good idea. Thank you for that. That was not only a question, but another idea. One of the other specific things I would like to see, to work about clay is in the area of burns, severe burns, because it works so effectively on burns. It will debry the dead skin, and on a burn patient, they have to scrub the skin, the dead skin, to get it out of the way, which is quite painful. And the clay will do that on its own without the pain, and it lowers the pain. So I am going to make one of my goals this year to find a burn institute, make an appointment, go in, take some clay, and talk to some of the doctors there and therapists and see if I can convince them to using clay. What about lower back pain? A poultice on lower back pain is great. That's a good question. I forgot about that. A pinched sciatic nerve or back pain, you want to take a strip of that, a big square of that Viad Pressin Seal, tear it off, cut the pointed corners off to where you have a long diagonal strip, pretty wide. Put your clay down the middle. Now, the clay is probably going to be pretty cold, so you may want to put it in a Ziploc bag and warm it in a bowl of warm water, and then pack it down the middle of that deal and press it from the tail end of your spine up over the middle of your spine. Often we feel something in our lower back, and it may be generated from higher up in the middle of your back. So go all the way up to the middle of your back. Or if you have something in your upper spine, put it at the neck and work down. You can wear your clothes over that. The press and seal will hold it in place. Leave it on all day. Take a clay bath that night. Put another one on for the nighttime and just alternate them. Generally, it stops the inflammation. It will realign vertebrae that are slightly out of position and they're causing a pinched nerve. It will take the inflammation out of discs so they can pop back into place. So if you have chronic back pain, be sure and try a clay poultice and the clay bath. It's just remarkable what it does, and it takes the pain away right away. Thank you for that question. And let's see if I have any other questions here. All right. A lot of people want to know, how do I make a single dose of clay? Can I put a teaspoon of clay into a small glass of water and stir it up and just let it sit a while and stir it up and drink it. You can, but it's not fully hydrated. It's important to shake the clay. Clay tends to get dry on the outside and clump and make lumps. And when you stir it, if you're mixing the hydrated clay and you put the water and clay together and you stirred it, you're going to have a lumpy mess, and it's going to stick to the spoon. It's not going to fully hydrate. What happens is the clay gets wet on the outside, and on the inside, the clay is still dry. So stirring it is a mess. You're going to have to leave it until it naturally absorbs the clay. So do not stir clay. The best thing to do is put it in a container with the lid, put your water in, put your clay in, and shake it real, real good. Get all the lumps out. Now, if it should have some lumps in it, let it stand overnight. By the next morning, it will absorb fully, and those lumps should smooth out. Clay's a funny beast when you mixed it with water. It doesn't mix like everything else. It's pretty much like flour. And if you've ever made gravy and you didn't make a paste with it first, if you tried to add it to water and didn't get it shaken up real good, you have lumps in your gravy. Clay powder, flour also gets wet on the outside and stays dry in the middle, and that's what makes those lumps. So continue to shake the clay when you're making it, and you can eliminate that problem. Now, in storing the clay and shaking the clay and using the clay, you want to use a glass or a PET jar. That's a food-grade plastic. And mix it in that, but do not use a metal lid. Clay eats metals. Clay draws metals. Clay draws heavy metals. That's why it's so good for our body. It removes the heavy metals. Well, if it's a degradable metal, it's going to degrade it. It's going to break it down, such as like your pickling jar lids for Ball and Kerr. Those are sort of tin lids, and they have a little bit of a plastic runner. But if you've ever pickled things with brine or vinegar and salt in it, you'll notice it sometimes it eventually starts rusting. Well, clay will do that. So that's breaking down the metals, and it's binding with your clay and weakening your clay to have it close to those minerals. Now, you can use a metal kitchen spoon and scoop some clay out and measure it, but don't leave it sitting in the clay for a prolonged time. For mixing large batches of clay, I often use a blender because it's just really smoother and quicker. And I put half my water in, put the clay in, and top it off with the rest of my water. Blend it real good. Use a rubber spatula. Scrape it out. But be sure and wash the clay off your blender blades. Do not leave them sitting on the cabinet for a long time because it will rust your blender blades. So that's a little trick you want to know, is just be sure and wash it off. Don't leave a metal spoon in your clay. It may eat the finish off, and in doing so, the clay is holding the toxins from that metal, and it's weakening the clay. There's less clay to work for you that hasn't already been fulfilled, had its negative charge fulfilled. So be cautious of that. Here's a question from Barbara Tally in Gaithersburg. Multiple sclerosis or shingles poultice? I don't know about multiple sclerosis. On shingles, I would definitely use clay. It's very good for shingles, poison ivy, poison oak, things like that. And it might work for multiple sclerosis, any kind of bone degeneration. Now, if it is nerve-related, I'm not sure if it's capable of repairing the nerve. It will reduce inflammation. It will bring oxygen and energy flow to the area. So it's darn sure worth a try. And I find out more things about how clay can be used from our customers who try it. We have a lot of mad scientists out there who mix things and try things, and I think that's wonderful. And then they share it with us, and we know. I had an interesting conversation the other day with a lady who had a bladder infection. Now, I hadn't thought about clay for a bladder infection. She was drinking it, but she said she took a large amount and used it vaginally at night and slept with panties on and a panty liner. And the next morning when she went to the bathroom, the urine was dark and smelly. It just came out this dark, smelly stuff. And after that, her bladder infection cleared up. So there you go. I wouldn't have thought of that. I do know you can use it in a douche. Pour some of your clay water into the douche bag, maybe a couple of ounces, two or three, and it will cleanse and suffice for a douche. And even in enemas, people have used clay with coffee enemas and mixed the two together. That being said, I heard a report the other day that many of our coffees are toxic. And there was a report there is an Allegro coffee, and I think the name of it is Kuna, and it is the most non-toxic coffee out there. So I don't know if they're spraying pesticide beans, even in the organic section. Some of the, they were muscle testing and some of the products showed to be toxic, but this one particular coffee was non-toxic. So if you're going to do a coffee enema, you definitely want to use a non-toxic coffee. And I would mix some clay with it as well. And you can find out about doing those. Just Google on the internet. There's a lot about those. Let me see if we have any other questions. Sharon from Fort Collins, Colorado. Hi, Sharon. Will a clay poultice help relieve pain from shingles? Absolutely. You get that clay on there, it will stop the pain, it will help dry up the shingles, and it's going to cut your healing time. Clay is great for shingles, and I don't think a lot of people even think about it for that. Shingles, poison ivy, poison oak, rashes, any outbreaks of the skin, psoriasis, eczema, drinking it also will help. So I'm a great advocate of drinking the clay with whatever else you're doing. You just don't know how it balances your body. The homeostatic qualities of clay bring about balance, and a balanced body can heal itself. The problem is we have got in toxin overload and our bodies are out of balance. They're too acidic, they're too alkaline, they're too this, they're too that. So let's get your body balanced, and clay is very homeostatic. It doesn't overkill one way or the other. It wants to bring things into balance. It's one of the mysteries and the beauty of clay. How do you use clay in your bath? Mine seems to be in the tub on the bottom. Okay, I mix my clay in a blender. You get your blender, you put 3 cups of water in, add your clay, and top it off to about an inch of the top. Blend it until it's fully smooth. You take it in, you're fixing your hot bath water, and you pour it into the bathtub and you rinse your blender, take the blades off, wash them off, go jump in that tub. And when you're in the tub, you need to keep the water circulating. You need to keep the clay stirred up. It will sink to the bottom if you just lay there. So keep it circulating. Take a bottle of water or a bottle of Gatorade, something to replenish your electrolytes. When the hot water opens the pores of the skin, it's kind of like sweating. If you get the bath water really hot, and it depletes your electrolytes. So when you get out, you may feel puddled. So drink water or take some electrolyte in there with you, a bottle with you, and drink it while you're having your clay. Now, I roll up a guest towel, kind of a hand towel, and put it behind my neck and lay down in the water. I take a wash flag so I can stir the water, and I scoot it down in the bottom with the clay, and then I lay it over my chest and up my neck, and I get my body as much under the water as possible. And then you do need to move your hands and move your feet and keep the water stirring around. But you'll be surprised as how strong it is and what it can do doing that. Now, when you get out, don't waste all that water. Take it and water your plants. Give it to your pets. Put it outside on your lawn. The plants love it. It's like a fertilizer to them. They can get the trace minerals out, and they will start blooming and growing and get healthy and green. And we gave some clay to our church. We had two beds. The children were doing a garden project, and we gave them clay to mix in with a good compost in one bed, and they didn't do it in the other bed. And the plants were significantly larger. Everyone was commenting on the clay side. So it does act as a natural fertilizer for your plants. A lot of farmers use it for their crops. It's a chemical-free fertilizer. Basically, what you're doing is giving trace minerals and vitamins to the plants, and that's what they need. They can take it up through the roots and transport it into the plant. Well, we're about out of time for today. It's been fun. Let me see if I have any more questions coming in. Okay, I have one more here. For skin acne, is it better to drink or put a poultice on the face? Actually, good question, Barbara. It's definitely good to drink because it's going to reduce the acidity. Most people with acne are highly acidic. And in addition to that, this is a place where I would use the cleansing clay mask on your face and put a thin coat on and let it dry and wash it off. And if you feel a new bump coming on, just take some of that mask and put it right on the area. Now, the formula for the mask is one part clay to three parts water. Put it in a container, shake it real good, get all the lumps out, and then open it a little bit, let it breathe and expand, and it's going to take about 10 to 15 minutes to absorb all the water and get to the consistency of about a thick pudding or sour cream. Now put that on your face. It's going to be cooling. It will pull out. It opens those pores. The pores get clogged. They get acidic oil in them. Bacteria get in down in those oils, and if those pores don't open and clean out, then you have the acne, the inflammation, the sores from the bacteria that get down in those oil glands. So put it on there. Barbara says, my blender has metal blades. Is it okay to use it to mix? Yes, it is okay to use it to mix. Just don't leave it in there for a prolonged time. Don't leave your clay sitting in the container with the blades. Take it out, scrape it out with a rubber spatula, and then wash the blades off. If you leave it for a long time, the blades are going to start showing rust on them, and you don't want to have to buy a new blender. So you can use it, just don't leave it for a prolonged time. It can come into temporary contact with metal. It's when it stays in there, and it's a decomposing metal. Like, it doesn't hurt the metal in your teeth. Because that's not a decomposing metal. So if you have a gold or silver fillings, it won't hurt that. It doesn't draw the mercury filling out. It draws the mercury that leaks out from your fillings. And so brushing your teeth with it, drinking and swishing is a wonderful thing for your teeth, to swish the clay in your mouth after you brush your teeth. And then drinking the clay, if you have a mouthful of fillings, you want to drink the clay maybe a small amount, 3 or 4 times a day, because if your teeth are leaking mercury, which you're not aware of, this will help capture it before it goes into the body and keep you from building up that mercury in the body. And, of course, the clay baths are excellent for taking those heavy metals that have already gotten through our body, and kidney and liver were so in overload that they couldn't cleanse them out, and they're stored in the soft tissues of the body, and that's when we start having achy joints and joint pains and other diseases crop up. So taking the clay bath is very instrumental in pulling those toxins out. It's amazing how strong this clay is and what it can do. All right. I want to wish you all a happy new year, and I do encourage you to dedicate yourself to the new year and to wellness with using clay. A little clay every day is a preventative. It will keep you healthy, keep the doctor away, and you won't have any medical or prescription bills. If you have questions, we'll be here in 2 weeks for another show. Send us more questions, and we will be happy to answer them and take your questions. So, until next time, have a wonderful week and go get clayed. Thank you and goodbye.